Adventures. Good morning and welcome back to Retro Mellow Eurovision. I'm Lennart.
And I'm Harry.
And today we're going to do something a bit special.
Yeah.
We're going to rank the years between 1970 and 1979, the 70s, from worst to best.
In Eurovision Song Contest.
In Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
The thing is, when we normally talk about Eurovision, we flip, flop and plop.
Yeah.
So we have actually made an calculation.
Yeah. And we have a result.
Yeah, we have a result, and we calculated. So if the number of flip flops and plops of every year, and then we gave them certain points, and then we divided it by the number of contestants to find like an average score. Mm. So that is how we. It's very scientific.
Yes, we are scientists.
Yes, we are. We're scientists in Eurovision. So we started. With this, and the song that wound up in 10th place with 2.78 points.
Yeah. It's very low score.
Yes, a very low score. No, but it's not actually very low because the difference isn't very big.
Okay.
But anyway, so that is 1979.
Yeah.
So 1979 got the lowest score from us for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. No.
But I wouldn't call it a strong year.
No, it's not.
No. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So the winning song that year was Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's an evergreen.
Yes, it is. Boring. I'm not a big fan of that song. That's no secret.
Yeah.
But so Israel won.
Yeah.
In second place, one of your favorites.
Yes, Spain.
Su Canción.
Betty Misiago.
Yeah. Children on Stage doesn't do it for me.
No.
But, you know, yeah. And then we had Anna-Marie David making a comeback.
I didn't like that.
No, me neither.
Mm.
And then, of course, Genghis Khan.
Oh,
that's the true classic of this
year.
Yes,
it's a classic and evergreen also.
I think, together with the winning song, which is also very memorable, I think that's the song that everyone remembers.
Yes, I know.
But this was actually our weakest year.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The only personal favorite I have is maybe Finland with Katri Helena.
Yes.
And she came as 14, and that was very bad.
I actually think that at Italy's Mattia Bazzar singing Raggio di Luna is also a very good song. I like Oliver from... there are songs I like here.
Yeah, there were some gems.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And Sweden, Satellite. Mm. Satellite.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorite, but it's an okay song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that was 1979, our 10th place. In place number 9, we have this year. Just your jack in the box, you know it ever. I'm gonna find you. L'amore un attimo, l'amore un attimo, però la vita è un bel lupo. So in 9th place we have 1971.
Yeah.
And it's from Dublin, Ireland. And the winning song that year was Monaco.
So
first and only win, I think, from Monaco?
I don't know.
No, me neither. but I think so. But a true classic song. Mm. I love that song.
Yeah.
Un banc, un arbre, un roux.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Mm.
Coming in second again is Spain, Karina, Un Mundo Nuevo. And I like that song as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one.
I think I like those two, and maybe United Kingdom also, but there are not too many good songs this year.
No, and it got an average score of 2.88, yeah. I should say that.
Yeah.
So it's... But I think that 1971 had some... I like Katja Ebstein's Dies der Welt.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Swedish song is not one of my favorites.
No.
Not a lot that I think is very memorable, actually, when I look at all the songs now. Guten Morgen, Morgen, I like that one from Belgium.
But too many forgettable songs.
Yes, yes. So maybe that's why it got this lower score.
Yeah. Maybe it will be better in the eighth place.
Yes, let's see what happens in place number eight.
Yeah. And a man is born to do one thing and position number 8, we have 1978.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a contest was won by Israel with Abani B. It's a very memorable song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a very memorable song.
Yeah.
I Want to Be a Polar Bear.
Yeah. And we had Monaco also, La Chardin de Monaco, very good.
Yes.
And I like also, of course, Luxembourg, we back our Palais France.
I do like that song. It is a year that I'm not the biggest. I like I Wanna Be a Man, but I think actually this is Baccarat's year for me. It'll always be.
Yeah, it will be because. Yes. But I'm very surprised it came only as seventh place. Baccarat.
And actually, this is also famously the first year in the modern scoring ways that we have a song with 0 points, which is Norway's Jahn Teigen, Mil etter Mil, which is also a song I like, actually.
Yeah.
So, and that is another one of those songs that finished last but became like a classic.
Yeah.
What else can I say about it? Was held in Paris.
Yeah.
The song, so Paris, France won the year before.
Yeah.
Is it? I think this is it's an average year. It's not very bad, but maybe it's good because we have the Baccarat and the Babani B song and
Monaco.
Yes,
yeah.
Sweden famously strung the wrong lyrics or didn't sing, sang gibberish, so he's very famous in Sweden for that. But I only think that was noticed here.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. So that was 1978, place number 8.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in store. At seventh place.
Yes. There will be no sorrow when you sing tomorrow and you walk along with you ding dang dong. Et bonjour à toi l'artiste, le grand auteur.
So the next year in our top 10 is number 7.
Yeah.
And in 7th place we have 1975. Broadcasting from Stockholm, Sweden, the year after ABBA won with Waterloo.
Yeah.
What can I say? The Netherlands wins with Ding Ding Dong, which is a song I like a lot.
Yeah, I like too. Yeah.
There are other memorable songs here as well. Mikado is a very good song, I think.
And I love Italy era.
Yes.
Vice VS and Dori Gatsi.
Yes, that's also very, very good.
Yeah.
I don't like the Swedish song.
No.
Mainly because I don't think the English, he sings in English, and it just doesn't work for me.
No.
But there is a true classic at place number 17.
Okay.
Joy Fleming.
Yeah.
Ein Lied kann eine Brücke sein.
Yeah.
Love, a song can be a bridge or something.
Yes, it is.
That is actually the best song this year for me.
Yeah.
Which wound up in 17th place. I don't know why.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's very strange. So this is like, 3 points. So this one got 3 points.
Yeah.
Actually, the next year also has 3 points. They have the same score, but the next year had fewer flips.
Yeah.
So that's why it wound up in place. More flips. So that's why that wound up in place number six.
Let's see what it is.
Yes. Let's do it.
Position number six, we have the song contest from 1970, and that year we had as winner Ireland with Donna All Kinds of Everything.
Yes.
And she won before United Kingdom with Mary Hopkin, Knock Knock, Who's There?
Yes.
I think both of them were famous after this contest.
Yes. I think maybe, because this is one of the first pods we did,
yeah,
we ranked 1970. Yeah, maybe we're a bit kind in the beginning.
Yeah, I suspect that now when I see the list.
Yes, and we see the results, because I think this year, has 11 contestants.
Yeah.
And that's because a lot of countries protested, including Sweden, because the year before, in 1969, there were 4 winners.
Yeah.
So they protested against that, because that's, like, pointless.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of All Kinds of Everything.
No, not me either. I like it, but it's not a hit.
No, yeah, it's a cute song.
Yeah, it's a very cute song.
But it's a cute song that could be sung in high school by an amateur.
Yeah. Yeah, and we made a ranking of winners of the 70s, and it became last.
Yes, not a favorite year. So actually, I think this actually belongs further down the list.
Yeah, it is.
It should do. Yeah. But we gave the points we gave.
Yeah, and we must regret it now.
So anything memorable for you? I think Knock Knock Who's There is pretty good.
Mm.
Julio Iglesias is fun.
Yes, He has very much views on Spotify with Gwendolyn.
Yes, and of course, Katja Ebstein is here as well. And we can never forget Katja.
I know you like her.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
So that was place number six.
Yeah.
After six comes five in this world.
What will we find there, Lennart?
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah.
So in fifth place we have 1974, a legendary Eurovision year, Harry.
Because Waterloo with ABBA won.
Yes, ABBA made their international debut here, and you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
But only in fifth place for us this year. Apart from ABBA, was it a strong year, Harry? What do you think?
I think second place was Italy with C. And
very third, beautiful song.
Very beautiful. But I like even more Netherlands as third place with I See a Star, Malta McNeil.
Yes.
I think that was strong song.
Yes. It had like maybe 3 or 4 strong songs. Yeah. I think to get on the top of this list that we're making, you need to have, we need to have more strong songs in general.
Yeah.
But of course, it's unforgettable for ABBA winning Waterloo. I actually like Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Long Live Love.
Yeah.
And I like Bye Bye I Love You with Irma Shayer.
Yeah.
What else do I like? Well, these are my melody. There are some good songs this year, other than ABBA, of course.
Around five good songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, ABBA got 24 points, and Gigliola Cinquetti, singing Z from Italy, got 18 points. So, yeah. I don't know, they had a different scoring system, but ABBA clearly won.
Yeah, so. Very clear.
Yes. So that was 1974.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to place number four on our list.
Yeah, it is 1976.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 Jumbo Jumbo.
Position number four, we have placed the year of 1976.
Yes.
Yeah. And that year, United Kingdom won with Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me. It's not too good.
It's good, but it's like... It's very repetitive and
A little bit childish.
Yes.
I actually like the second song more, France with Catherine Ferry and Under Trois.
Yes, but that's a very good song.
Yeah.
But, you know, the UK clearly won.
Yeah.
The point scoring was, they got 164 points and France got 147.
Yeah. And third place we had 93 points from Monaco.
Yes.
So they won clearly, actually.
There are other songs that should need to be mentioned. Finishing in last place is Mata Hari from Norway, Anne-Karin Ström.
Yeah.
I like that for some weird reason.
Yeah.
And also, Finland.
Yeah, I like Finland with Freddie and the Friends, Pum Pum.
Yeah, that's a for us, that's a classic. Yeah.
And one country we miss, you know what it is?
No, tell me.
Sweden.
Sweden. Oh, where are they?
Yeah. We didn't participate.
No, I know. No. We had some, we had some big debate in Sweden on whether or not we should compete in music. Yeah. It was the 70s.
Yeah.
It was all very left-red things going on.
It was so boring. Boring.
So 1976 got 3.22.
Yeah.
The next song on our list, number three, or the next year on our list, I should say, got 3.35. And can you guess which year that is?
Can it be 1973?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's look at it.
Yeah.
Third place we have 1973, and now we're going into the really classic years.
Yeah.
1973 was in Luxembourg, and Luxembourg wins, so they won 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Winning song was Anne-Marie David with Tout est recontraire, or something like that. But a lot of good songs this year. A lot of good songs.
Yes.
What can we say, Harry?
Spain was very good with Eres Tu. Very memorable.
Yes.
And it placed only 4 points after Luxembourg.
Yes. And 2 points after that, we have United Kingdom, Cliff Richard, Power to All Our Friends, which I really like.
And first time for Israel and Ilanit with Aisham.
Yeah.
97 points.
Yes. I think this was the first year Israel competed.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And she will be back.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Then we have in fifth place, Sweden, Your Summer.
Yeah.
The Nova.
Nova, Eller Malta, something like color on.
Famous lyrics for that song that we never forget.
Yeah. And our favorite song from Finland.
Yes.
Marion Room with Tom Tom Tom.
Yeah. also a very good song.
Yes.
Tough competition this year, so I can see why it wound up so high on this chart.
Yes,
so 3.35.
I think it deserved the third position. Yeah.
And we need to mention again, Nicole and Hugo,
yeah.
Baby Baby, is this is the year of that song, which is like totally unforgettable, winding up in last place, but what do we care about that?
No, we love it anyway.
Yes. So this year, 1973 got 3.35.
Yeah.
The next year, it's 3.5. And it's what year, Harry?
It must be 1972.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Perché a 16 anni ti senti già
second place, we have 1972. Yeah. Very surprising, Harry.
I'm a bit surprised.
Maybe when we were giving out points in back in the early days of our podcasting, we were kind.
Yes, we were kinder than today.
Yes, because I think actually 1972 is a lot worse than
73.
Yes. Mm.
And we have two very good songs in the beginning.
Yes.
First position, we have Luxembourg with Vicky Leandros and Après Toi.
Après Toi.
The winner.
Yes.
Yeah.
With 128 points.
And before?
Before United Kingdom.
Yeah.
The New Seekers with Beg, Steal or Borrow, which is also okay. So
I like it, yeah.
But maybe this was a year, because I'm trying to think how come it wind up this high. Maybe it's like an average year.
Yeah.
Because maybe there were very few flops, so we have very few really bad ones that pulls down the score.
Yes.
And maybe we had a lot of flops, so that kind of made it go. That's the only
reason. I think so too. We had a lot of flips and a lot of plops, but not too many flops.
No, that must because I'm looking at the song list, and there are songs that are good, but they're. There aren't very, very many memorable songs.
No, not too many. In the first and second and third position, maybe.
Yes, yes. Mm. Yes, I like the Germany one.
Yeah.
The Nur die Liebe lässt uns leben.
Yeah.
I remember. And I like, what else do I like, Harry?
Maybe you like Sweden a little bit. The
Sweden, I think this is the better one of the Family Four songs from Sweden.
Yeah.
Comedie. Yes. Well, that's 1972. I can't say that. It's kind of forgettable, actually.
Yes, it is.
It's a surprise that it got, like, number two on our list.
Yeah, it is.
Because the year that's number one, I know we both like.
We love it.
Yes, it's 1977.
Yeah.
It's nice to be loved.
The first position, according to songs from the 1970s Dirt Contest, we have 1977, as you said.
Yes,
with a point of 3.55.
Yes.
Yeah.
The points are very simple. It goes from 2.78 to 3.75. Yeah. So it's, the difference is like minute.
Yeah, yeah. It's not so big difference.
No, but it's still,
We still like and love, I think, 1977.
Yes.
And the winner, France, maybe Marie Myriam and Louis et Hervé France.
Yes. Very good song.
The Bird and the Child, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And it's all despite Sweden finishing in last place with Forbes singing about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Why this is number one, it's one of the, a real classic Eurovision.
Yeah.
It's got Rock Bottom from the United Kingdom.
Mm.
It's got Swiss Lady. It's got Telegram, Silver Convention.
Germany,
from,
yeah.
Yes, so good, so good. Laponia from Finland is an amazing song.
Very good song. And Belgium with Dream Express, A Million in 1, 2, 3.
Yes, and I actually say that Norway, Casanova, Anita Skorgan is also very good. There are some very, very good songs.
Greece is very good also.
Greece is also very good. Yeah. Monaco.
Un petit français.
Un petit français.
Yeah. it plays the third.
Yes. Yeah, it's
fourth.
It's just a very, very good year. So there's no question about it. 1977 is our winner in this ranking of the contests of the 70s.
It's a superior winner.
Yes, it is. Yes. And I think, you know, as we talked about earlier, the scoring has been a bit, you know, maybe we were too kind in the early years, so maybe those got higher because of our kindness in giving out scores.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm pretty sure that 1977 would have been our number one, no matter how we would have counted.
I have always thought it is my favorite year.
It is.
In the 70s. Yes. And it was now also.
Yes.
Would you?
Okay, so that was our scoring of the Eurovision Song Contests of the 70s. But we'll do the same for the 80s someday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, because we're not as kind anymore, so that will be tough, more fairly, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a fun thing to do.
Yes, it is. I hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed going back down memory lane with us.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.